It's time for Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, talking everything tourism and exploring all that the Golden Heart City has to offer for visitors and residents alike. Brought to you by Explore Fairbanks, located in the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center in downtown Fairbanks. And now, here's the crew from Explore Fairbanks.
And good afternoon, KFAR listeners. Scott McRae with Explore Fairbanks. Welcome to another edition of the Explore Fairbanks radio show. I am here in the studio, as I most often am, because he has the talents to run the board, my colleague and co-host, Mr. Bill Wright. Bill, hello to you.
Hello, Scott. Now I can't make any mistakes.
The pressure is on.
You said it was talent. I don't know. just force of habit, maybe.
Yes.
But yes, welcome. It's a lovely, lovely April day, and such a great destination we live in. The dynamics of every changing, you know, season. There's always something to do here in this year-round destination.
There certainly is, and boy, I think a lot of our our winter operators. This was a busy winter season. March, of course, is one of our busier winter months. And in talking to some of our different partners, from hoteliers, ice fishing operators, dog mushers, and especially Aurora operators, it was a pretty solid month.
Very much so, yeah. I flew out of town on a sales mission beginning of March. It was about the time that the spring break was going on, and Alaska Airlines had two flights flying out about the same time. I came in, they said, "Are you going to Seattle?" I said, "Yes." They said, "Which flight?" I'm like, "I thought there was only one." But that was fantastic. And of course, people coming in and going out during that time of year. It's been a really bustling month.
Absolutely, it has. Well, we're excited. Our guest today is someone who knows a lot about the winter season, but not just winter, but year-round as well. And our guest today and the sponsor for this month's show, we have Rainey Neuhauser with Alaska Fishing and Raft Adventures. Rainey, welcome to the studio.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Great. Rainey, we always like to start off these shows by getting to know our guests a little better and letting our listeners know about our guests as far as their Alaskan story, how they came to Alaska and so forth. And I'm thinking back, since we started the show back in July of last year, your story is probably one of the more interesting ones, and people can probably tell by your, that's not an Alaskan accent that we're hearing from you. So talk about your story. How did you come to make your way to the great state of Alaska and the great city of Fairbanks?
Boy, where to start? It's been a long journey, and I came to Alaska in 2002, and I originally was a ski racing in Austria. I was like 18, 19, and then caught the attention to the University of Alaska Anchorage, and my brother and I were recruited to go and ski race for UAA. They do have a full ski team that includes downhill and Nordic. So we ended up coming over here. We did have some other universities that were recruiting as well, but we did not know about Ivy schools, and all we cared for when we saw Alaska, that's going to be us. and we turned down a Dartmouth offer, and we chose the outdoors over the academics, I guess.
Oh, that's a good choice there. And as a UAF alum, I'm willing to overlook your academic credentials here. So you made your way to Alaska, but I think you're very much immersed in the great outdoors here. That's what drew you here to going to school at UAA, making your home here in Alaska. So growing up as a child in Austria, has outdoors always been a part of your life?
Yes, from the very beginning. I grew up on a river that's ran through our property, and I just literally fell over three times, and I would be swimming in the water. So that's where I learned to swim, actually, was in the creek, in flowing water. So that's always been my passion, and from as early as I can remember, we would float that river. My grandpa used to own a feedstock company and agricultural feedstock, and had semi trucks, and so we would take the inner tubes when they were broken and fix them and float down the river. That was our rafting experience at 4 years old, and we got the whole town coming together and float with us, as many of the inner tubes that we could gather. And that was kind of like the start to taking people on the river from an early age.
So you're growing up, it was just a big part of your life. So yeah, did you envision as a child that, you know, looking ahead, what you're doing now is something would be your dream job, something that you aspired to?
I would say no. I mean, I had no idea this is where I'm going to end up and will be doing in life. Absolutely, for sure not. But I always wanted to be a ski racer. That was my number one goal in life. Like a Franz Klamo at that time in the 80s was still racing. And so there's such big household names. And that's kind of was my mission. And it took me to Alaska, but we were growing up hunting, fishing our whole life. My whole family is in the agricultural building side of things too, from like all most both sides of my family are very jack of all trades in mm-hmm. a way. My dad's an engineer, but he's always run a carpentry business on the side too, and then we had a sawmill business, farms, the agricultural feedstock company, and so that was always very much oriented around land and property or just homesteading and living off the land and hunting and fishing, and of course get your academics were just as important, of course, and being able to ski race in Austria and going through that system allowed me to go and come over here, and when I came to Alaska, it was just for both of me and my brother, it was just a whole nother world, and it put what outdoor opportunity we knew to a completely different level. And for us, there was so much to do and see.
So what made you, so you're at UAA, when did you make the decision to come north to Fairbanks, and what drew you to wise up and come up to Fairbanks?
So yeah, I got to be politically correct here because I am a UAA alum, although I did go to school at UAF too as a visiting student. And I'll get to that probably, but Anchorage was great during that time at UAA, and racing was amazing, and we trained at Alyeska, 4 or 5 days a week. He kept on busy, and then I decided I wanted to stay and do my master's. I was done early with my bachelor degree, and I didn't feel comfortable going home with just a bachelor, so I was like, oh, let's do a master's degree, and I had only 1 year left to do that, so I definitely that year not being in that system and ski racing, it was hard for me to enjoy Anchorage, to be honest with you, to be diplomatic about this. And I did have ran into Chris Bataille, the guy who used to run the ski team up here, and he told me, hey, we're looking for a coach. And so it's like Fairbanks, huh? Anchorage, you just don't hear the Fairbanks the positive way that we like to hear it. And I was like, well, I don't know. So they flew me up here, and I looked at the mountains. I looked at Moose Mountain first, and I was really impressed. I was like, I can't believe it. Like, this is not even – this is amazing and a great ski area. And I was like, yeah, hell, I'll come up here and I'll coach. And that's how I was able to – that's how I kind of set foot to Fairbanks. And I was still – had to finish school in Anchorage, but – after I was done, then I came up here and then worked full time. I got a job over at FETCO, and I was still coaching on as my second passion, so to say.
Okay. Yeah. And here you are.
Yeah, here I am. I'm still here. I'm still coaching.
And we love to tease Anchorage just like they like to tease us. So one of the things that fascinates me about our visitors here in Fairbanks is how many small business operators are like yourself who made their way from German-speaking Europe. So we have, Go North, Carvey and R Rental, First Alaska Tours, Alaska Wilderness Guides, Aurora Bear Photography, just to name a few. And what do you think is that appeal to have anybody like yourself, leave your home country and embark on this new adventure, right here in the middle of Alaska? What's that specific appeal to that specific market?
I think you just see it through. You probably see it a little more outside of the box. You come here. It's like when you're in your own country in Austria. I think you see a lot of opportunities there. But of course, you grow up there. You see more of how hard people have to work and how hard it is. I think you get here, you're a little more naive about it, and you just see what you want to see. And I've been here now 22 years, and raising a we're trying to raise a family here and make a living. And looking back now, it was extremely hard, and I worked extremely hard to where I am now. If you tell that somebody at the beginning, you'd be like, huh. Or I share that with people sometimes, and And you know, it's hard to believe what it took to be where I am now and where the business is and family and everything. So you just kind of go with it, but it does help you from an outside perspective to see the incredible resources that Alaska offers, and especially in terms of visitation and tourism. Just the natural beauty of Alaska is hard to match anywhere in the world, and still being so pristine. And even though when you do grow up here, you probably think, well, it's just just right there outside of Fairbanks. It's not really that special when you live here, maybe, but it is very special for people yeah. coming here. And I think that's really what the gist and why people come here. And
Yeah. Well, let's shift gears. Let's talk about your company, Alaska Fishing and Raft Adventures. And I think we got to start by talking about the founder of the company, you know, Logan yeah. Ricketts, who passed away back in, I think it was 2016, still very much talked about, beloved, you know, member of the visitor industry for outdoors people, you know, fishers and so forth. So let's talk a little about Logan and how you got involved in the company.
Yeah, I do like talking about Logan because I share so many memories with him and yeah. and interesting stories Well, the sequel of what I said earlier when I got to Fairbanks is and started coaching. That's how I met Logan. He was one of the coaches here. And, and we instantly bonded. And then it was a long night till probably the mid-morning – well, early morning hour, sorry, at the Turtle Club that we found out that we're both have a huge love for fishing and the outdoors, and that he was doing that as a living. And – And so, yeah, so that's where it all started. And, yeah, he started this business in the late 80s. Originally, it's Interior Alaska Adventures and mm-hmm. then Alaska Fishing and Raft Adventures. And then by the time he was unfortunately diagnosed with ALS and a couple of years into that disease, he always told me, Ryan, you should just go and run that business. But I was working at Fedco. I had a master's degree in business, and I was like, well, not sure that I want to switch gears again so quick. But anyways, it was what I loved doing, and finally I said, you know what, I'll start it up again. And as he was retired for a couple of years out of the business, and he's still very present mm-hmm. in what we do. So.
Yeah, I know we should have brought VMAX in here for this interview because I know he's got a lot of great Logan stories
yeah.
as well. So.
Yeah, in fact, we're going to go and go down to Logan's favorite place here next month to fish.
Excellent. What's interesting about the visitor industry here in Fairbanks, because we have that year-round model, we have some businesses that operate just summer only. We have some that are just winter only or aurora season only, but yours is you're a year-round one. So let's talk here. I know it's April. We're coming out of the winter season, but you've still got winter products going on for a couple more weeks. So what's still available for those listeners who want to get that one last little winter adventure in? What does your company have to offer them?
So right now we're still ice fishing heavily, and we dog mush probably at least till for almost another month, usually April 20th. And so we're in the fortunate situation in Fairbanks that we are a year-round destination. And so with fishing, that may not be intuitive, but that's what I decided to do probably 10 years ago. And it works out great for us. If there is more longer winters, then we're just going to do more winter tours longer. And as soon as it's warm enough, we're on the summer and summer starts. There is not really much of a break for us. We're pretty much 360 days a year.
Just keeps going from one day to the next.
It does. Sometimes we did have seasons where we already were on the river doing a float trip and had an ice fishing tour the next day. So
great. Well, when we come back from the break here, we'll talk about some of those spring summer trips, since I think people are out there pretty eager for summer to come on. And you've got some great different options for them. You've been listening to the Explore Fairbanks radio show. Our guest today is Reinie Neuhauser with Alaska Fishing and Raft Adventures. We'll have more right after this.
We will continue to explore Fairbanks right after this short message from our sponsors.
Looking for an authentically Alaskan experience for your next staycation or for a visiting friend or relative? Then look no further than Pike's Waterfront Lodge, located on the banks of the Chena River. Relax in their inviting rooms and cabins, many with stunning river views. Dine on delectable Alaskan cuisine at Pike's Landing Restaurant. Learn all about the Northern Lights at their new Aurora Discovery Institute. Enjoy the exquisite collection of Alaskan art found throughout the lodge, and so much more. Don't forget about them for your next special event or meeting. Visit PikesLodge.com or call 907-456-4500. Pike's Waterfront Lodge, proudly serving Fairbanks for visitors and residents alike.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m. And Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now back to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio.
And welcome back to the show. Scott McRae from Explore Fairbanks here in the studio this afternoon with my co-host Bill Wright. And we are having a conversation with Riney Neuhauser with Alaska Fishing and Raft Adventures. Riney, once again, thanks for sticking with us today.
Thank you, too.
Yeah. So let's, as I said before the break, we're going to move on. We're going to talk about fishing. It's a big part of what your company has to offer. And we were talking during the break here, you know, Bill and I, when we travel and we're talking to potential visitors who want to come to Fairbanks or travel agents, et cetera, they're always kind of surprised when we mention fishing and Fairbanks because they have that vision of, you know, they think of the salmon fishing, the halibut fishing, you know, the quintessential type of fishing that comes to mind for Alaska. But Fairbanks, interior Alaska, is great for fishing. So talk about some of the fishing excursions that you guys offer and what makes it, and you might just a remarkable part of an Alaskan experience.
Yeah, so no problem. And we got amazing fishing north of the Alaska Range. It's just a little bit more off the grid, but that's what we offer. And so it's not with the crowds. It's off the beaten path. And it's the quality of the fishing that differentiates the interior Alaskan fishing experience. You're not going to have to share it shoulder to shoulder with other fishermen and have to fight for that fishing hole to be the first boat in there, and you don't. Sometimes we float, you know, the Upper Chena and don't see another boat all week. It's just you and whoever guide it takes you out on that day or half-day trip. And so you get to see, you know, unspoiled wilderness within just a short drive of Fairbanks. It's off the grid. You are not going to hear hauling motorboats up and down the river. And, yeah, and the fishing is for the species that we target is a blue ribbon fishery on all the rivers we target, we go on. And it's a it is a great experience, a first-class experience.
What does that mean, Riney, the blue ribbon? Is that a specific to a type of fishing?
Yeah, blue river is a river that is it's I don't know exact determination, but the Chena River is considered a blue ribbon grayling fishery. Mm. So it is just one of the most one of the best grayling fisheries that is accessible by road in interior of Alaska. Of course, there's other rivers like the Delta Clearwater that we fish as well. That's probably an even more remarkable water because of its clarity and the size of the grayling in there. So we're fortunate in Fairbanks or in interior that we don't have the parking lots full with boats and people so that the guests that fish here get more net fishing time, they get a better experience. And they leave with a great wilderness experience on that trip, and it's a relaxing experience. There's no pressure, so I think more and more people are realizing how good the fishing is in the interior. And if they're looking for something that is different from South Central, they come up here. And we got people from all over the world, and all over the you know lower 48 that are coming just to fish with us. They don't just come to fish the Kenai first. They come and fish with us first, and they want to experience that grayling fishery or the pike fishing in interior Alaska and the fly fishing, the dry fly fishing, catching a grayling on the surface come rising to the surface through 10 feet of crystal clear water, so you can actually observe every inch of that fish's response to what you've been presenting it. And so that's really that's what the quintessential difference is between fishing north of the Alaska Range and south.
And of course, our fishing is year round. As you mentioned before the break, we're coming out of the ice fishing. And so when's the earliest here coming spring, summer that you're out there on the water?
So it depends. I mean, some years we've started float trips like April 28th or even 26th, I think, one year. Generally speaking, it's usually the first or second week in May. Last couple of years was cold and a lot of snow. It was usually around the 10th and 15th of May. Average is usually around the 10th of May. We're going to be it's pretty safe to say we're going to be operating.
And going into October?
Yeah, we go all the way till 20th of October on the float trip side of things, or 15th, 20th, depends. And then ice fishing can start as early as the 20th of October if we have enough ice already, if it's cold.
All contingent on Mother Nature.
Clear nights. What she wants to do. Clear nights and no snow, and we'll be in for ice fishing.
So I won't put you on the spot here and have you give away a trade secret by revealing what's your favorite best place to fish. I know that's a no-no, but how about this? What's your favorite fish to catch in interior?
Well, in the interior, I have to say grayling because we got so many of them, but I have a huge admiration and appreciation for the grayling. The colors of the grayling,
beautiful,
are amazing, and the name of the grayling doesn't really do the colors it carries any justice. And the fish is a very rewarding species because it's very happy to take to any lures and flies. So it offers a great experience for kids, for beginners, for families, and then there's finicky fish. Of course, you can get some bigger fish and. That raises the excitement for any experienced, more experienced fly fisherman too.
Well, that's a good, and you brought up something I wanted to ask about is like what, so might be people listening who are new to Fairbanks, new to Alaska, never fished. It's something they definitely want to do. So level of experience for your trips, it sounds like there's a big range there.
Zero. We bring the experience. That's why you hire a guide. The guide offers the experience and has the experience and takes you out there in a safe environment. Or provides the framework, the safety that it needs in order to come back with a great experience, make it look easy, hopefully, and do it because he's happy and he loves his job. And that's kind of what the philosophy is with Alaska, or my company, is that I want the guys to be just as happy as the people that they take out. And that really translates into the quality of the trip at the end. So
it's, I mean, probably a dream job to get, you know, paid for fishing. It's not.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't necessarily get paid for fishing. There's always a mistake. Sometimes you could think, oh, I'll be fishing all the time. Yeah, on your spare time. When you take out clients, you show them how to fish. You teach them how to fish. You got to have an entertaining side. Yeah. And you got to love that and got to definitely like people. But it is the most amazing job that you can imagine. No day is the same. And you get to meet some amazing people. And take them out on a bucket list experience that they will most of them never forget. So
that's great. So let's talk about who kind of your clients are. And you mentioned they come from from around the world. So is there a difference between what you see for guests who are coming in the winter and guests who are coming in the summertime?
Yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, it's the opposite end of the spectrum, right? You got the summer with the midnight sun. You got the winter with the extreme cold. Of course, you got the darkness. But more and more, we see that people who come here in the summer want to see the winter and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So it is it's a great way to get people into Alaska and to have them come back, and if they had a good experience, they'll book with us again, and that's part of why, we're successful. And of course, a lot of the marketing that's just done for Alaska and interior Alaska with Explore Fairbanks has made that become available for us, and it's a huge. If it wouldn't be for that, there wouldn't be much of a year-round destination. That's just how that market works.
So. We appreciate the shout-out there. Yeah. I should have brought my checkbook. but your clients aren't just, there's visitors, of course, key component, but residents as well. I mean, that's what we always like to talk about is these experiences that we offer here within the regional visitor industry. They're not just for visitors. This is something locals can experience as well. So do you get a good local market in terms of military and others who are here?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's more and more. It's a very important market for us, and it's a very important part of our business. And we actually, quite honestly, I love taking out people that actually have lived here and haven't been on these rivers, and for them to find out what's there and improve their quality of life. I mean, that's what we're here for. We're trying to make people realize that they're living in this spectacular place. Once you get out and do it and become active, and we're here to show and help and get people out in the rivers and stay active summer and winter. And it's become more and more people have been more receptive to it too, especially since COVID.
Most definitely. You know, I always like to think there's a real strong emotional component to what we do, you know, working here in the industry, because like I said, so many people are coming here, it's a bucket list. This is a place they aspire and dream to come. So do you have like a particular memorable moment that stands out, an experience you had with a visitor, one that kind of rise to the top and said, boy, we're doing great stuff here?
Yeah, there's many, to be honest with you, but I have some returning customers. We have lots of returning customers, and of course, every one of our guides has their own returning customers because they just they had a great experience and they want to come back. In particular, one that he just came back last fall again, and he was here 2 years ago, and you know, you never know who walks through your door.
Sure.
There could be, sometimes there's celebrities walking through our, they're ice fishing with us, and then we see it later on Instagram or social media. It's like, oh, wow. I had no idea. And this particular client is very similar and a very prominent figure in the Midwest. And I had no idea. And anybody walks through the door, and this is what I try to tell my guys,
sure,
people working for me, is we go the extra mile for everybody. And so some of those experiences are just like they walk in as normal people, and then you connect with them on a level that you wouldn't otherwise. And for him, it was just, he said, this was the best experience he's ever had traveling anywhere. So he keeps on coming back. So
that's great to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Ryan, we were talking, you know, before the break, talking about growing up, you know, that you came from jack of all trades. You're kind of a jack of all trades yourself. So in terms of, you know, being a very skilled, talented outdoorsman, is there a particular skill that you haven't learned yet or mastered yet that you would kind of, you aspire to learn and do?
Boy, if you have a family, being a father and a husband, it's hard to manage it all and,
sure,
and to multitask. I do love doing a lot of things, and I try to be good at what I do. I love building. It's almost therapeutical for me. Of course, the fishing, the skiing. I was an economist. I love working with data too, but. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. I love that too. I love working with guests. I want to know why they're coming and what drives them, right, to come here and be here. That really is what pushes my business forward. It's not my ideas. It's really the customers drive what we offer. And but yeah, there's some skills like mechanically. I'm okay mechanically, but I'd love to be a mechanic, to be mm-hmm. honest with you. The amount of money it would save me too. We got a fleet of six vehicles that just for our business, and sometimes, you know, I hit my boundaries there fairly soon, and it's such a good skill. I know how to weld and do a lot of stuff, but that is those are skills that I like to.
That's
have,
your next.
Yeah.
Okay. I have no doubt you'll probably do it. No idea.
Time.
Randy, thank you so much for joining us today. If people are listening out there, how can they find out more about your company?
So you can go online and just Google, Google our business name, or just Fishing in Fairbanks, grayling fishing, pike fishing. And our website is akrivertours.com. You'll find anything on there you need. You can call 1-800-819-0737. Mike Clean, our office assistant, is a wonderful host and able to book you on anything you need in Fairbanks, from ice fishing to mushing, to even Chino Hot Springs tours and Arctic Circle tours. So we're always available.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Ryan, for joining us in the studio today. You've been listening to the Explore Fairbanks radio show. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next Saturday.
Fantastic.
You have been listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past shows, simply log on to our website and click on the archives page. Explore Fairbanks has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.